All right, strap yourselves in because today we're going deep on Oracle Autonomous Database.
Ooh, sounds intense.
It is, but in a good way. If you want to know what makes this tech tick, we're the place to be.
Yeah, we did our homework, dug into some solid sources like IELTS GRU 7.PDF.
By the end of this deep dive, you'll be dropping knowledge bombs about Oracle Autonomous Database. Ready?
Born ready.
So, let me just start by saying Oracle's been a big name in databases for, well, forever, right?
Yep, pretty much the OG.
But this autonomous database, that's a whole other level.
Yeah, it's making waves for sure. Lots of buzz, and it's all deserved.
Okay, so real talk, autonomous. It's kind of like sci-fi, almost. Like a self-driving car, but for my data.
You're not far off, actually. Think about it. A
Man.
database that basically manages itself. All that stuff DBAs used to pull all-nighters for. Gone.
Whoa, now that's a thought.
Right. That's Oracle Autonomous Database in a nutshell. Self-driving data management.
Okay, I'm hooked. Give me the tech breakdown. What's happening under the hood?
So at the core, it's still the Oracle database engine we know and love. Rock solid decades of trust.
Right, gotta have a strong foundation.
Exactly. But then Oracle went and injected some serious innovation. Machine learning, for one.
Ah, the magic words everyone's saying.
Not just hype, though. It's doing real work, like automatic database tuning. That alone can boost query speed by like 20%.
No way! 20% just from letting the machine do its thing.
Yep. Imagine the time saved, no more manual tweaking.
That's gotta free up some serious brain power for other things.
Exactly.
But all this fancy tech, it needs some muscle behind it, right? What about the hardware?
You're thinking like an engineer already.
Yeah.
You need a powerful engine, that's for sure. Here it's Exadata.
Exadata. Okay, so is that like custom built for this whole autonomous thing?
Purpose-built, yeah. It can handle both transactional and de-analytical workloads, no problem.
Hold up, back it up a sec. Transactional versus analytical. Explain it like I'm five.
Okay, picture a busy checkout line at the supermarket. Each beep, each swipe, each payment. That's a transaction.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
That's OLTP, online transaction processing. Real time needs to be fast.
Gotcha.
And now W, imagine taking all that sales data from the day and figuring out like what sold best, when's the rush hour, shopper habits.
So that's the analytical side.
Yep. That's OLAP, online analytical processing. Exadata is built to handle both crazy fast.
So it's like keeping up with the checkout ND, then studying shoppers afterward.
Perfect analogy.
Source mentioned something about multi-tenant architecture and pluggable databases. What are those all about?
Okay, stick with me on the supermarket thing for a sec. Imagine it's huge EE, right? Many departments, each with its own mini database.
Okay, so each department's managing its own stuff.
Yeah, but all under one roof, sharing resources. That's multi-tenant architecture. Isolated, but efficient.
So, like, produce has its database, bakery has theirs, but it's all one big system.
Yep. Now, those pluggable databases,
Hmm.
think of them as pop-up shops within the supermarket.
Oh, interesting. So, like a seasonal thing.
Exactly. Easy to add, remove, move around. Like test out a new product line. If it bombs, unplug it, no harm done.
Ah, so flexibility is the key here.
You got it.
Okay, so we've got the how, the engine, architecture, all that jazz. But what about the what? What can you do with this thing?
All right, that's where it gets really interesting. Oracle has two main types of autonomous database.
Oh, two flavors, huh?
Yep. One is Autonomous Transaction Processing, ATP.
Catchy name.
And then there's Autonomous Data Warehouse, ADW.
Okay, so ATP and ADW, what's the difference?
Think of ATP as the express checkout lane, built for speed, high volume, real-time stuff.
So, like processing orders, payments, that kind of thing.
You got it. When you need answers and now W, that's ATP.
Makes sense. What about ADW?
ADW is more like the supermarket's analytics department, crunching numbers, finding patterns, deep dives into the data.
Ah, so ATT is the sprinter, ADW is the marathon runner. Both powerful, different strengths.
Nailed it. Now, remember that self-driving car analogy? Well, like any car, it needs roads, signals, the whole infrastructure.
Right, can't just have it driving around on its own. So, what's the equivalent for the database?
Integration. Autonomous database works best when it's hooked up with other Oracle solutions.
Ah, so it's not just a solo act. Plays well with others, huh?
Exactly. Think of it like this. You've got this awesome database,
Right, humming along.
but you also have other apps, maybe on-premise, maybe in the cloud, sales data, marketing data, you name it.
And you want to bring it all together, make sense of it.
That's where Oracle Integration Cloud, or OIC, comes
Well,
in. It's like the central nervous system.
connecting everything up.
Yep. So you want one unified view of your customer from all those sources.
I can see what they bought, what ads they saw, everything.
Exactly. OIC makes that happen. Smooth data flow, no more silos.
That's powerful stuff. What about Oracle Analytics Cloud? OAC, right?
The one and only. This is your data analysis dream team, especially when paired with ADW.
So it's like giving ADW the tools to really dig into the data.
You got it.
Yeah.
Visualizations, predictions, interactive dashboards, it's all there.
So we're not just talking about raw data anymore, we're talking insights, right?
Spot on. OAC helps you make sense of the data, tell the story with it, make those smart decisions.
Okay, I'm sold on the tech, but let me ask you straight up, why should I, the listener, care? What's in it for me?
The million-dollar question. Honestly, the benefits of Oracle Autonomous Database, they're huge, no matter who you are.
Okay, break it down for me.
First off, automation, all that boring stuff we talked about, tuning, backups, patching, poof, gone.
So I can finally get some sleep.
Exactly. Autonomous Database takes care of it all automatically. You can focus on the big picture.
More time for innovation, less time for grunt work. Love it. What else?
Performance. With Exadata under the hood, you're talking lightning fast speeds, whether it's transactions or analytics.
Speed is king, especially with data. What about security? That's a big one these days.
Absolutely. Mm. Oracle's built Fort Knox around your data. Encryption, access controls, the whole nine yards.
So my data's safe, even if someone gets to the front door?
You got it. They even have data masking. Like, imagine you're working with customer data, right? Credit card numbers and all that.
Sensitive stuff.
Data masking can replace those numbers with fake ones, but keeps the format the same.
So it's still useful for testing and stuff, but the real data is hidden.
Exactly, like a secret code only authorized users can crack.
Smart. So automation, performance, security, anything else I should add to my why I care list?
Can't forget scalability. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure means you can scale your database up or down, no problem.
So if my business suddenly explodes, the database can keep up.
No sweat. Flexibility is key. You only be paid for what you use, adjust as needed.
That's a relief. The source also mentions some real-world uses, like retail, finance, healthcare. Can you give me some examples?
Let's stick with retail for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a big online store, millions of customers, tons of products.
Yeah, picture that.
They can use Autonomous Database to, like, analyze buying patterns, predict demand.
So they know what to stock up on when without overspending?
Bingo. No more warehouses full of stuff nobody wants.
Smart move.
And they can personalize marketing, create those, how do they know I wanted this, experiences.
So it's not just about efficiency, it's about making customers happy too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about finance? High stakes, lots of regulations.
Yeah, how does Autonomous Database fit in there?
Think risk management, fraud detection. They're analyzing tons of transactions, looking for anything fishy.
You're like a super-powered detective, but for data.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And since security is baked into Autonomous Database, they know that sensitive data is locked down tight.
Peace of mind for everyone involved.
For sure. Healthcare, that's another big one. Patient data, you know, it's got to be secure.
No messing around there.
Nope. Autonomous Database has got that covered. Encryption, access controls, all that good stuff. Plus, it helps with compliance, like IPOEA.
So they can use the data to improve care, but do it safely and legally.
Exactly. Now, let's not forget manufacturing.
Ah, yes, the makers of things.
They're using Autonomous Database to, like, optimize production, predict when machines might break down.
So less downtime, more efficiency.
Yep. And better understanding of their whole supply chain, from raw materials to final product.
So they can adapt to changes faster, be more competitive.
Exactly. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're really just seeing the beginning of what's possible.
My mind is blown. This is incredible stuff.
It is. As more businesses embrace the cloud and data-driven decisions, Autonomous Database is only going to get bigger.
I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Me neither. This is a game changer.
We've covered a lot of ground in this part of the deep dive, but before we wrap things up, I want to leave you with something to ponder.
Hit me with it.
We've talked about the tech, the benefits, the real-world uses. But the real magic happens when someone takes all this and actually does something with it, you know?
So it's all about what you do with the tools.
Exactly. So my question to you, dear listener, is what do you think the future holds for businesses using this tech? What could be revolutionized next? Think about it as we head into part two of our deep dive. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our deep dive on Oracle Autonomous Database. Part one, we got into the nitty-gritty, the tech under the hood.
Yeah, all the tool stuff.
But now I want to hear more about how businesses are really using this, like real-world stuff.
You got it. Let's go back to retail for a minute since everyone shops, right?
Makes sense.
One of the biggest headaches for retailers is inventory. Too much, you lose money. Too little, you miss sales.
Yeah, it's a tightrope walk for sure.
With Oracle Autonomous Database, though, they can get, like, real-time insights, inventory levels, sales trends, even predict demand.
Whoa, hold on. Predict demand? Is that even possible?
Well, no, about it. You've got all this past sales data. You can see what's trending now, even factor in social media buzz.
So, like, what people are talking about online.
Exactly. Feed all that into the Autonomous Database, and it can tell you what's going to be hot, what to stock up on.
So it's like a crystal ball for retail.
Pretty much. Takes the guesswork out of it. And that's just inventory. We're talking personalized marketing, pricing strategies, the whole customer experience.
You'll happier customers, A&D, a healthier bottom line.
Win-win. Now let's jump to finance. Totally different world, right?
High stakes, tons of regulations, super sensitive data.
Exactly. But guess what? Autonomous Database is a rock star there too. Risk management, fraud detection. It's all about analyzing transactions. Finding those tiny red flags.
Catching the bad guys before they do any damage.
Yep. And knowing that your data is secure with all that encryption and stuff, that's priceless for financial institutions.
Peace of mind for everyone. Okay, what about healthcare? They're all about data security too, right?
Number one priority. Patient data, it's got to be locked down. T-I-G-H-T, Autonomous Database gets that. Encryption all the time, whether the data is just sitting there or moving around.
So no matter what, it's protected.
You got it. Plus, it helps them with compliance, like IPAA. All those rules about how to handle health information.
So they can focus on using the data to improve care without worrying about breaking the law.
Exactly. And then there's manufacturing. They're going through a huge digital shift right now.
Yeah, gotta keep up with the times.
Autonomous Database helps them connect all that data from their factory floor with their business systems.
So they get a complete picture of what's happening.
Real-time insights. Like, imagine a car factory, right? They can track every step of the process. From raw materials to finished product.
So they can spot bottlenecks, optimize the workflow, make sure everything's running smoothly.
Exactly. They can even use it to predict when machines might break down, schedule maintenance before anything goes wrong.
Preventative care for machines. I like it.
Keeps things running smoothly.
Yeah.
And by connecting it with other Oracle solutions, like for supply chain management, they basically have a digital twin of their whole operation.
So they can see everything, control everything, make smarter decisions.
You got it. And these are just a few examples. We're really just scratching the surface of what's possible with Autonomous Database.
It's mind-blowing to think about how many different ways it can be used.
It is. As more industries embrace data and the cloud, the potential is limitless.
It's like the future is happening right now.
Exactly. We're seeing a whole new way of doing business.
This deep dive has been amazing. I'm really starting to see how powerful this technology is.
Me too. It's exciting to be a part of this.
Now, I know our listeners are probably thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but is Oracle the only Jowai game in town? What makes them so special?
Great question. And that's exactly what we'll be digging into in part three of this deep dive. We'll break down what sets Oracle's solution apart from the competition and share some real stories of how businesses are seeing tangible results with Autonomous Database.
Can't wait for that. We'll also get practical, talk about how to actually implement this thing, give you some resources to get started on your own Autonomous Database journey. So stay tuned for part three. We'll wrap it all up and give you everything you need to make an informed decision.
All right, we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Oracle Autonomous Database. We've seen what it is, what it can do. But now let's talk brass tacks.
Yeah.
Why should someone choose Oracle over, you know, everyone else out there?
Yeah, the competition's fierce these days, for sure.
So spill the beans. What's the Oracle advantage?
It's not just one thing. It's the whole package, really. Throughout this deep dive, we've kind of hinted at it.
Yeah, you mentioned it a few times.
It's about the ecosystem. Autonomous Database isn't just sitting there by itself.
Right, it's got to play nice with others.
Exactly. Imagine this. You've got your database running smoothly, data's flowing, but now you want to connect it to your other business apps, pull in data from different places, maybe make some cool dashboards to visualize it all.
Ah, so it's about how it all fits together. Bingo. Oracle Integration Cloud, or OIC, remember?
Yeah, that was the central nervous system you talked about.
That's the one. With OIC, you can connect Autonomous Database to basically anything. Oracle apps, non-Oracle apps, cloud, on-premise. It's all good.
So no more data silos, everything talking to each other.
Yep. Smooth data flow, no more manual headaches. And then there's Oracle Analytics Cloud, OAC.
Yes, the data analysis powerhouse.
Especially when it's paired with Autonomous Data Warehouse. It's like having your own team of data experts ready to crunch numbers and make those insights pop.
So we're talking beautiful visualizations, predictions, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Yeah.
And you're not just getting the tech, you're getting Oracle's experience. Yeah. They've been doing databases forever, right?
Yeah, they've pretty much seen it all.
So they've taken all that knowledge and built a cloud solution that's not just powerful, but secure, reliable, and easy to use, which is huge.
Makes a big difference.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, they actually listen to their customers. Always improving, always innovating, trying to stay ahead of the curve.
So it's not just a product, it's a partnership, kinda.
That's a great way to put it. Okay, I'm sold. Oracle Autonomous Database it is.
But let me ask the practical question. How do I actually get ET started?
Yeah, what's the implementation like?
The good news is Oracle's made it super easy. They've got different options so you can choose what works best for you, your needs, your budget, your tech skills.
So whether you're a small startup or a giant corporation, there's a path for you.
Exactly. You can go with shared infrastructure. That's great for starting out, keeps costs down. Or if you need more control, dedicated resources, they've got that too.
Options are good.
Always. And if you need help, there's tons of support. Docs, tutorials, you name it. Or if you want someone to hold your hand through the process.
Call in the experts.
Yep. Partners like Kenjins, they specialize in this stuff.
So no need to go it alone.
Nope. Whatever your style is, Oracle's got you covered. Well, this has been an incredible journey exploring all the ins and outs of Oracle Autonomous Database. We've learned how it works, seen its impact, and now we know why Oracle's the one to beat. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Go for it.
We've talked about the tech, the benefits, the whole nine yards. But at the end of the day, it's just a tool. A powerful tool, sure, but what matters is what you do with it.
The human element, right?
Exactly. What problems will you solve? What opportunities will you create? That's where the real magic happens.
Love it. It's all about turning knowledge into action.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Oracle Autonomous Database. We hope you've enjoyed the ride and that you're feeling inspired to explore the amazing possibilities of data. Until next time, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep pushing those boundaries.